Is it any surprise that our captain doesn't have his headphones on?
Oh, he's supposed to be the captain for this thing?
And he's eating.
What's wrong with you?
He is.
Put your headphones on. You're supposed to be the captain.
You jack wagon!
He is a jack wagon.
All right, you got the ticket.
Oh.
All right, Phil.
I'm not super serving the P1 right now.
He's super serving his stomach.
Good Lord. Bob recommended the Sloppy Jane.
Really?
Really. And I'm telling you.
Really?
This sandwich balls out.
Really?
Yeah, it balled out.
What's that mean?
What's that? It's great. Good recommendation there.
What is a Sloppy Jane?
Okay, there's two versions of the Sloppy Jane here at the Tilted
Jane.
Kilt.
Sloppy Jane, Sloppy
One of them
Jane.
Is that girl sitting in the back. The other one is a sandwich you can order off the menu. And it is roast beef, shaved roast beef. I don't know, it's not roast beef. What is it, Bob?
Brisket? Shaved ribeye?
Shaved ribeye.
Uh-huh.
Yes, shaved ribeye. Served hot on a bun. It's got Thousand Island dressing and some kind of coleslaw on it. And it's served with these, I guess these are garlic fries or something, and it is great.
Yeah.
Those are better garlic fries than we had in San Francisco.
Boy, those were overrated and a half, weren't they?
They were. Now, you got good food in center field. And the
Yeah, I went to Orlando Cepeda's Caribbean Barbecue and had the cha-cha rice bowl.
Oh, thank you so much.
Everything like else there was, though, was very average.
Cha-cha.
We heard all about the garlic fries and everything, and I mean, they were yacht.
And another thing, those San Francisco fans, I think they're trying to be Bronx light out there.
Really?
Yeah, Bob.
Really?
I don't know what the deal was, but they were just kind of a rough crowd.
It was a rough crowd.
What got you guys on that?
We just cracked up at the fact that you...
Like, where did it even play? Wasn't that like 3 months ago?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a long time ago. But
George
really...
and I are obsessed with it. You know how you just get obsessed with something weird?
Yeah, but I...
You were just trying to have street cred with Dion.
I do have street cred.
And then Dan had no idea. And we think, going back to it, you had no idea. Let's listen back to it real quick.
I believe this season, Roy Williams will ball out.
Really?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That he's going to have a big year. He's going to be consistent.
Really?
Yeah, we think Dan bailed you out there that you said, really, like, wow. And then you thought, wait a minute, what's ball out mean?
Like, who doesn't know what that means?
Nobody does, because Dion made it up.
No, it's like balls to the wall. It's like,
That's not what he said.
It's a variation.
How many times in your life, and you're what, 45?
I'm 38.
Okay, you're 38 when he said that. How many times in your life, prior to that moment, had you used the term ball out?
Had I used it? Probably never. But
you'd heard
in 38 years?
You understand, Bob listens to a lot of rap.
Sports.
But in years,
about? It's
years,
a
for
term.
Years and years and years, you hear someone is balling. So,
right?
So when someone
ballin'?
Says... Balling out.
To the wall. You probably used that one. You've used all these other ones, but you've never used balled out. That's odd.
And balls out.
It wasn't hard for me to decode what he was saying.
Now, we had a former producer who used to ball out at our pool parties.
You're going to give us an email in the morning. Why you want to do this?
He still listens, and he gets mad when you bring up that story.
We were all doing the show one day.
Why are you doing this?
By the old ticket compound pool, and our producer was sitting on the steps of the pool, and he had extremely short bathing suit on, and he literally was bawling out.
Really?
As one of them was getting sunburned.
Really? I looked over there. And there hanging out of... First of all, he had the pasty white legs with the really extremely dark Israeli Yeti hair, you know? And so he had that thing going on, his legs, which were kind of grossing me out. Then he had these short black shorts on, and then hanging out of one side of these black shorts was this inflamed Christmas ornament of a testicle.
We're going to get emails in the morning. Why are you doing this?
He hasn't really attached a name to the anecdote this time.
That's right. Right.
Yeah, but he knows, and he's going to email you.
Really? Oh, he's not listening. He doesn't listen anymore.
Yeah,
did you guys hear my movie review from earlier today?
What movie?
Jackass 3 again.
I did hear some of that. My son saw it and said it's the greatest movie he's ever seen. My college-age kid.
Idiocracy.
You know what? There's nothing more Idiocracy than that series of films.
But it's funny.
It's my weakness.
It's just like all the stuff we've laughed about that we get each other to do here at the Ticket.
Sure. May I give you a brief list of some of the highlights?
Please.
Well, first of all, of the 90-minute movie, there's at least 20 that does not need to be in there or made or for anyone to see it.
Why? It's just too gross.
It's way over the top, gross, potty humor that should not be seen. But, conversely, they had real pin the tail on the donkey.
So a guy could get kicked by the donkey.
And he did. Right in the crotch.
How old is Stevie?
Right, how do they not get hurt? How do those guys not get killed?
They do. Well, they do get hurt pretty severely, I think. Here's Dan McDowell, the Ticket. Hi, Dan.
I'm sorry, I might be jumping out a little late.
Hey, soulmate.
But I just felt you were being ganged up on by these guys.
Really?
For balls
really?
Out?
Are you balling out?
Really?
I'm not sure what that means.
For something that happened so long ago.
It's like, how did that pop in their head, I wonder? Okay, they
and
play.
I just,
we talk about
I just
it every
wondered
morning
if,
off air.
I yeah. wondered if anybody was going to remark on the tense moment that George and Craig had the other day.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I don't really know what you're talking
Uh-oh.
About.
Like
yeah.
if we were going
Uh-oh.
To...
I know that Jared played a few drops of us going back and forth and made it sound like we were arguing.
Really?
But that never happened.
Yeah.
Did you want to hear it?
It's just a script.
I think Group said he had it back at the station.
Not and this wasn't? Not
this wasn't?
No.
Not
he lost track of Marion Barber in San Francisco. He had to constantly burn timeouts because his defense wasn't lined up correctly.
And Campo didn't know when to go for 2 points, when to replays. It was
after
all the
Campo.
Time with Campo.
See, I don't think it sounds yeah. that tense.
I don't know.
Man, I think you guys yeah. are being way too hard on Dave Campo considering the roster he had to work with.
Please. What? We're being hard on Dave Campo.
You're saying the same thing to me about Wade Phillips.
Well, I know, but you daily call him an idiot. I mean,
nobody
I
did
too,
more.
Too
nobody did
Wade.
More to undermine Wade's image and credibility in this town
that?
Than you with
oh,
the fake Wade.
It was really? A fake. It was humor. It wasn't
oh,
cut off
my
sports opinion. Yeah,
oh.
it was humor.
Okay, I get it.
Really? You really think that I was harder on Wade Phillips when I defended him here weekly?
I think I want your job where I can play both sides of it, where I can do the fake Wade and do more to demean him than anybody in this town, and then on the other side do more to praise him. I want that job.
Jeez. Okay. Well, I guess work up a Jason Garrett impersonation and you can do it.
Okay.
I'm
will.
Working on that.
7:52 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We'll talk to Michael Lombardi next. Because Jesus,
I'm falling out.
Now that we listen back, when we listen back to it, it wasn't as bad
really?
As I thought.
I know.
We were just having a sports conversation.
Just
what's so wrong with that?
Having some fun, no?
Although you had a really.
I think we need
what?
To...
You said really?
Really?
Come on.
Really?
I was just being like Bob.
Oh, really? Oh,
really?
And it's been very...
Oh, you're criticizing me. Oh,
it's been very productive because I've actually taken George's advice and I have a fake Jason Garrett.
Yeah, we're going to debut that
on Monday. So something came out of it.
Yeah, it was productive.
See, that's not as tense as the Dale thing, is it?
No, and you guys, when you
me and Dale weren't friends.
Okay, there's a
you
little
guys
bit
are
of
friends.
There's a little bit of tenseness there, but when you guys fight, you just take off the gloves and start wailing on one another.
Let's listen to Bob and Dan and Tom.
Dan and Tom, yeah.
All right, let's listen. To
Shut
Bob.
Up, I don't Dan! Like Tom. I don't like Tom. I didn't like Dale.
Shut up!
You guys are
oh
best
God,
friends.
Shut up!
Best friends for 20 years. To hear you guys go so low at each other.
We were just having a
that
debate. That's all.
Cowboys mean, have us all very tense.
It has been a tense year.
Out? Here we go. Let's hear that one.
How many owners in the NFL have won 3 Super Bowls?
How many right now? Again, I live in Dallas, Texas. I cover the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
I don't sit here and say, hey, in 92, you were really good, so anything you want to do now is fine with me. I don't do that.
I'm not saying
well,
that's
just
a
got
question.
This
is, no.
You saying it.
I'm not saying he's not a crappy GM or that he doesn't make outlandish decisions
or that you can't question anything. No, you said you
but
can't
as a
question
fan,
it.
He's a great owner because his bottom line is winning. No matter what.
Get your damn pom-pom before you poke me in the eye.
I don't understand what you're saying.
This is also what you fall back on.
I'm not even a Cowboy fan. I don't have a pom-pom.
He fires.
I wish my owner was half as passionate as Jerry Jones. What, are you walking out?
Shut up!
Oh, shut up. See, this is your problem.
You don't like Mark Cuban because he wants to talk as much as you do. Now you're yelling at me to shut up because I'm trying to have a sports argument with you and I don't agree with you. And you can't hang up on me.
Nervous voice.
This is the Dale Big Ego coming out.
Oh.
Wow, you're pissed. Look at you. What are you pissed about?
Because I'm sitting there trying to have a debate with you, and you every time I tried to answer your argument, you kept going. So I said, we're done.
And here's George Rito.
Here's Jerry Orr.
Well, see, that's much more tense.
Boy, that was.
That guy's taking wild rabbit swings at one another.
That's just show. That's like, that's WWE stuff.
YouTube,
but no,
you had
real.
Shake voice. That was real.
Well, I've been watching Dale since I was a little kid.
All right, we need to hear the Tom one.
Do you guys like my role in these arguments?
We need the Tom one and the Jets.
Here's another bit by you.
Color commentator.
Reset. Formatics.
I just don't like how we have to sweep any Musers disagreement under the rug, whereas we have to play ours over and over again.
It's because ours aren't as entertaining.
Right, they're not that fun.
You guys scream, and you get shake voice, and you get up and walk out, and there's also, and you, when you lost it at Dan, you just completely came unglued. We don't do that.
So ours, and that's sad.
Ours aren't nearly as entertaining.
It's sad that you have to hide your true feelings from the P1.
All right, let's talk some Cowboys coming up next. Scott Shanley.
Oh, geez.
Hey, wait.
I can't even
Don't
hear
we
it.
Have to pay off? I'm sorry. I thought you wanted us to say that. What's the winner? What's the game?
You want me to play the audio now?
Oh, I'm playing audio? I'm sorry.
I'm ready to play the audio.
I thought you were just going to tell us the answer.
Bad radio, a well-oiled machine.
No, we're not, but you just said in our ears we got the winner. We can't do a contest and
right,
not pay
I've got
off,
the
right?
winners and all
right,
that.
So what's the answer?
All right. Here we are. Here's the audio from yesterday, from Tuesday.
I don't want to hear the audio. Tell me the answer.
Why not? Why don't you want to hear it?
No, go to break.
Well, here are the winners.
No, go to break.
Hey, are you experiencing more allergies and cold symptoms?
All right, stop, George DeJohn. Tell me the frickin' answer.
Red meat.
I am listening to the station. I am a P1.
What are you talking about?
I want the answer.
I've enslaved
meat.
Over a hot ENCO to give you the audio of it.
Audio? Now you're going to waste 50 more seconds. I just tell me the answer. We would have bring the break 2 minutes ago.
All right, play the audio.
Meat.
I don't want audio.
How did Halloween go?
I just want to tell me the answer, Gribble. You freaking moron. Why are you doing this? We got a guest standing by.
I'll tell you.
Why are
Daisy
you doing
Duke,
this to me?
Daisy Duke and Boss Hogg and the Garens were McDonald's
Why is he
employees.
Doing this? He's just trying to
because
instigate me.
Yes, because you're so easy to instigate because you're
no,
not
I'm
eating
No, I'm not
meat.
Easy to instigate.
You've been on edge all week.
Shut up!
You really have.
You're the worst producer ever. I mean, you fake work. You worked real hard, put in this stuff in, and you walk around real fast like Costanza. But then you tell us something in our ear, and then you...
You be all right?
I,
okay.
Need another?
That's,
I gotta go.
That's a tough thing, but,
What was the answer?
See you later.
See, now that
More
is true.
More quality radio like that next on the ticket.
Now, what did you
See,
hear
you
there?
You know what?
Weird.
That audio we just heard has been swept under the rug for quite a while.
It has been. I'm glad we came back and played it.
I noticed
they've
that.
Been trying to sweep it under the rug.
You guys
rug.
Been trying to sweep it under the rug.
Uh-huh. You guys got to get that out tomorrow morning.
And you were not...
Make sure people heard it.
You should play that for the e-break. I don't want audio!
Like an all-time e-break.
See, and you're not ready to admit what was going on behind the scenes there, but I am because I'm honest with the P1s.
Okay.
That Tuesday morning when George and I got into it, what P1s don't know... is that I had a very difficult 24 hours before that because I had found out the day before.
Yeah, you ready for this, Dan?
That my favorite coach of all time, Wade Phillips, had been fired, and I didn't deal with it very well.
You didn't handle
really?
It.
And I came in the next morning on edge, and something was going to set me off.
Uh huh.
Really?
Now, don't you feel bad?
I do.
What about?
And I apologize.
What
you.
About the time Tom called Dan a
fat F?
Yeah,
you remember
what was that?
That
all about?
That was pure violence.
I think I've got that one.
Tom's been in combat. You don't need to keep helping them, Grooves. They can do this all
no,
night.
Yeah,
I'm
do.
Trying to impress the Musers.
Hey, lift up the rug again. Lift up the rug again and pull this.
Here we go, here we go.
He must have been.
I don't think so.
Hey, Tom, stop telling me we got to go, okay?
I don't know.
I've been on this thing for weeks. I'm the guy that gets us out at 20 after.
I'm the guy that gets us out at 20 after. I'm the guy that gets us out at 20 after.
Don't start all of a sudden trying to jump on board like you've given a flying F about this from the get-go. Okay? Cat talked to you, and you got nothing done.
Who got it done?
Oh, shut up.
So don't
shut
up, you big here, and act like you've been on the clock.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. You are a
loser. I don't want to hear from you.
You are a loser. Shut up.
You are not allowed on this segment.
I'm trying to. Okay, I'll leave. Bye.
Go. Oh, wow. What a threat. No, no. I was just kidding, Tom.
I know it's not a threat. I don't need to put up with your crap, you fat F. I don't need to put up with anything from you or anybody else. You fat mother F.
You're so important to this.
Bye.
Said you were leaving.
Oh my god.
That was awesome.
See how red he is right now.
That's so great.
And
way to go, Tom.
And
you tell him.
And scene. Thank you. Brilliant.
Tell
thank
that
you.
Fat bastard.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Exclusive audio that has never been heard on the ticket.
We like to call it Under the Rug.
That's tell
right.
Me the answer,
this has been
Bubba.
Another episode of Under the Rug.
Wow. So that's my review.
More on
I liked
dog.
It. Sounds good. Sorry. Sounded good movie. Clearly. Those are a few scenes from the movie.
Good job, Bob.
Captain, I think we're late.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next from the Tilted Kilt, sports.